You know, I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for bringing you this show. They just like to find physical therapists' jobs. So where do you want to go? So how about this? Sign up at ptpinecast.com, and Arias is going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Southwest Airlines. Where do you want to fly? That's because Arias can get you a job anywhere in the U.S. So hit ptpinecast.com and then decide where you want to go when you win. All from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Live from the American Physical Therapy Association's National Student Conclave.
Ignite. 5 minutes, 20 slides, and no control.
This is Ignite. All right, we headed out to National Student Conclave in Salt Lake City, Utah, and leading off this series on the Ignite Talks is going to be Ryan Madry. Now, the Ignite Talks work like this. 5 minutes, 20 slides, and all those slides changed every 15 seconds. So the presenters were under stress, and that is the topic of Ryan's presentation, all about that stress that we all experience while in PT school, and then what do we do about it? Take a listen. Ryan Madry on Ignite 2017 from the APTA's National Student Conclave.
How's everybody doing tonight? Woo! All right, let's go ahead and start it. All right, so over the last year, I graduated from PT school, started an orthopedic residency, got married, bought a house, and I'm still continuously on the APTA Student Assembly Board of Directors. And so I have a little experience with stress over the last couple years, and so I decided to take a look at how I manage that. And so I named my top presentation, I Stress, You Stress. So who else wants ice cream right now? Yeah. So You Stress was actually created by an endocrinologist that kind of determines stress that's good for your body rather than distress that's bad for your body. And so stress is seen everywhere in our life. It's part of who we are and what drives us and what drives our daily activities. And so choosing how to frame your stress, whether it's good or bad, really determines how you kind of present yourself throughout the day and how you handle yourself. So our bodies are kind of like a bad iPhone battery. So everybody knows if you charge your battery all the time, it goes awful really quickly. And you end up coming out of class every morning with about 40% left. And so it's important to take that rest and allow yourself to recharge every day. And so I know how many of you are like me and are deadline-oriented people, meaning that the more you have on your plate, the more you get done. And so you kind of have to challenge yourself to, you know, maybe doing that extra thing isn't really worth it. Or maybe going that extra mile isn't going to help you in the long run. So choosing your battles. So maybe some of you think that you're like Derek Jeter and you can win every World Series championship that we was. I know I'm not, so I'm going to leave his battles up to him and let him win that 28th World Championship. Mark Twain gives this quote, ignorance is confidence. And it always makes me think of the quote everybody says, fake it until you make it. And so we're taught when we graduate, you know, you're kind of just thrown into this pool and you have to just kind of trudge on and make everybody think that you have all this confidence in the world and that you know exactly what you're doing. So I'm here to tell you to challenge that expectation. Mark Twain also has this quote, which completely contradicts that one and tells you just to start going ahead and getting ahead. And so trying to keep going in your profession and make sure that you know what you're doing before you just kind of start faking it. That's kind of not the mentality you want to have. So Kelly McGonigal actually has this incredible TED talk where she surveyed over 30,000 adults over 8 years and asked about their stress levels and how they actually interpreted that stress level. And so the biggest group with mortality rates was actually the people that said that they had the highest stress level but also interpreted stress the worst. So your heart, when you have stress, actually increases your heart rate, increases your breath rate, which is both when you're having a bad stress reaction and when you figure out that you love somebody for the first time. And so if you look at these, you can kind of tell that stress beliefs is actually one of the highest causes of death in the U.S. What you don't know is that the lowest mortality group in that survey that she did was actually the ones that had the highest amount of stress, but interpreted stress is important for their body. And so something that stress actually also induces is a release of adrenaline and oxytocin, which are both kind of drugs and chemicals that increase your sociability in the atmosphere, especially like one like we're here at NSC at this conference. And so I want to challenge all of you to be the opposite of what I do and diagnose myself as an introvert and hate talking to people and speaking out in public. And go out and immerse yourself in as many conversations as possible. 3 years ago at NSC, I hated talking to people, but I challenged myself to do it, and I don't regret a single minute of it. And so something we hear as PTs all the time is that pain equals gain. And that's obviously not true because this movie is terrible. And so if you think of stress like pain, then you're not going to get anywhere with it. And so you need to think of it more of a deceptive pathway. The more pain you have, you're not going to get anywhere. So if you think of your stress levels coming from a good point, something that's helpful, something that's beneficial for you, it's going to be actually better for your health in the long run rather than constantly tearing you down and making you feel terrible. So Deshaun Watson, you think it was stressful for him to go up against Alabama last year, the number one rated defense of all time? Well, he takes that obstacle and turns it into a W and gives Clemson his second national title. And so this also works in the clinic. This study right here immediately looks at the direct correlation between patients that think physical therapy works and the ones that actually helps them. It's shocker that PT actually works if people think it works. It's pretty simple science that, you know, patients don't seem to fully grasp. And so if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. That means don't take that stress on by yourself. Good stress, bad stress can be both beneficial to you and your support system, and your support system can really help you where you go. So I want to give this time to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, who is an OT, and we'll forgive her for that. And of course, and of course, my crazy dog, who challenges and stresses me out on a daily basis. She will be here Saturday, and so if you get a chance, say hey. And then I wanted to make this last plug, just to allow these 27 students who are going to be running for candidate for Student Assembly Board of Directors, they're going to be challenging themselves to up their stress and to meet as many people as possible over the next couple days. And they're going to be as terrified of you as you are of them. And so give them your undivided attention. Thanks.
Hot off the stage at Ignite at National Student Conclave, we have him on the phone right now, Ryan Madry. After you walked off stage giving a talk like that, how'd you feel?
I went down and sat back down next to Keaton, who was going up next, and she was, you know, utterly terrified of it. And it's not my bag to do a lot of public speaking, so it was pretty terrifying. It was really more about pushing my comfort zone, especially in that realm of, you know, conference style.
Yeah, I mean, well, your talk was all about stress and, you know, the stresses that specifically PT students face. And it was cool that you actually put yourself into a stressful situation to actually talk about that, because public speaking, as we know, can be stressful.
Very much so. I mean, especially as I classify myself as an introvert. And so, you know, getting to conferences and meeting people is stressful enough. And I found out how valuable that was. So I figured, you know, why not try other things that I'm scared of? Maybe they'll be valuable as well.
Yeah. If you were to give advice on stress, if someone were to say you have a choice between public speaking or writing a 50-page paper, they can be equally as stressful. What's some advice for PT students that weren't at Conclave, who just heard your talk, you've experienced, and you've put into play?
A lot of what I've done PT-based, especially in school and now out of school, has been based on this talk I heard Amy Arundel give a couple years ago. And, you know, it's more about finding that boundary that you're not comfortable going into and then pushing yourself into it. And, it, you know, it's tough the first time. The first conference I went to, I basically went just because I knew it was in Washington, D.C., and I thought it'd be a really cool experience to go see the city. I found that, you know, being at conference and actually talking to people was way more entertaining than going to the monuments. Any advice I can really give is just to tell students to do something you're not comfortable with, be okay with that. If you do one new thing a day, especially for moving out of your comfort zone, then you can consider that day a success.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way you put it was really, really well, especially just there as you reiterate it, which is do something out of your comfort zone. And that doesn't mean, you know, jumping out of an airplane, you know, skydiving. You don't have to go to the absolute extreme. But if you do it a little bit each time, you know, eventually you're going to look back and be like, wow, I'm way out of where my comfort zone was a year or 3 years ago at the beginning of PT school. You don't have to do it all at once.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, small changes is just like diet and exercise. You got to make the small changes that makes the big changes 3 or 4 years on the road. I never thought I'd be here doing anything PT related 5, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I like that comparison. PT students can relate. Just like diet and exercise, it's a little bit of change each day for a long time, and then you look back and you see great results. Any parting shot of wisdom for PT students out there that you didn't leave in your talk?
Just go above and beyond it. Dr. Dunn referenced on Twitter the other day, you know, finding eustress isn't all about these stressful situations like writing papers and doing public speaking. It's about, you know, adding maybe that extra 5, 10 minutes of work that you can do just to help advance the profession. I mean, advancing the profession is something that we all focus on, especially hear a lot about it in school. But I think it's something that, without knowing what you're doing, can be stressful at times. Stress doesn't necessarily have to relate just to schoolwork and just to patient care.
Ryan Madry, hot off the presses from his Ignite talk at National Student Conclave. Ryan, thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another podcast. core from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arias is the leader. They'll get it done for you. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Paid travel and housing benefits. Positions in all of the 50 states, a variety of different settings, plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional, A-U-R-E-U-S-Medical.com. That's Arias. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat.
At PT Pinecast.
And online at ptpintcast.com.